This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
You may have heard by now about the dust-up over a Facebook study that tried to figure out whether it could use its news feed to influence the emotions of users without their knowledge. The study from back in 2012 involved nearly 700,000 people. Researchers wanted to know if viewing more negative posts in your news feed made you more negative as a user with your own posts. Same idea with more optimistic or positive posts. Basically trying to determine whether emotions on Facebook are contagious. Users and some academics are not happy about Facebook's methods, but did it really work? And what are the implications? Karen North is a professor of social media and psychology at University of Southern California. Hi, Karen.
Hello. Nice to talk to you again.
Why did these methods work, at least according to Facebook? I know there are a couple levels here.
So human beings are social animals. So what people saw was their friends were posting either somewhat positive or somewhat negative content, and they leaned toward doing what their friends were doing. Whether or not they did that because the emotion became their emotion is an empirical question that will have to be answered.
Is there anything in your mind that's dangerous about this study? I mean, I try and think of the motivations of Facebook, right? And this is about them understanding how their social network works, but also figuring out ways to make people buy stuff.
This is probably a combination of how to get people to buy things, but also how to drive up the engagement and the enthusiasm for Facebook.
Is that okay with you?
Well, as a psychologist and as a person interested in social media, I want to know the answers of what manipulates people's behavior in one direction or another. However, it's not just Facebook and Google and Twitter that are manipulating us. If you think about it, data have always been collected about us in a variety of contexts. If you have a frequent buyer's card anywhere you shop regularly, they are collecting data on you. So this is nothing new. It's just that it feels a little bit more invasive because it feels like it's infiltrating our personal conversations.
Karen North is a professor of social media and psychology at USC. Karen, thank you very much.
Thank you.